أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. So we come to the most awesome one third of the month of Ramadan, the part for which the month of Ramadan is the best of months, for which fasting was ordained. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 185, he says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was sent down. هدى للناس, a guidance for humankind. وبينات من الهدى, that which has clear proofs of that guidance. والفرقان, and the distinction between right and wrong. And then he says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. Therefore, whoever of you witnesses the month, he shall fast therein. Now today we will look at Suratul Qadr so that we are able to understand Laylatul Qadr, which the Prophet called Sayyidatu Layali, the chief of the nights. Imam Sadiq called it Qalbu Shahri Ramadan, the heart of the month of Ramadan. He also called it Awwalu Sana, the first of the month, the beginning of the spiritual year, or the beginning of the spiritual journey to divinity. So it's Surah number 97, a Makki Surah with 5 ayat. So the first thing we're going to look at is, what does Qadr mean? There are a plethora of translations, measure, decree, calculation, precision, pressure, constraint, status, nobility. But let's look at a few. So the first one, look at a position or value. The Night of Qadr has the most phenomenal status. So a thought, if the night of the revelation of Quran is so awesome, can you imagine what was revealed in it? Imagine the awesomeness of the book. The second one we will look at is taqdeer, or predeterminations. Decrees are made for the year in this night. The night of measure or precision. It is only when we have precise measurements in every aspect of our life that we're balanced. And this is the night when these measures are revealed. The night of constraints or pressure. All the 8 doors of Jannah are opened. The heavens are opened. The totality of all the angels descend. The universe is packed. There is not much space. So now let's look at the surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Inna, indeed we. Why we? Well, the totality of the spiritual world is involved in the descent of the Qur'an. أَنزَلْنَاهُ. We sent it down. نَزَلَ, without the shadda, means all at once. نَزَلَ means over time. Here the Qur'an is revealed all at once on Laylatul Qadr. To where? It begins its journey in Lohe Mahfuz, the protected tablet. It comes down to Baytul Ma'mur, but on Laylatul Qadr, it comes down to the heart of the Prophet. Let's look where this is, Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah number 26. Let's start with Ayah 192. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And most surely, this is a revelation from the Rabb of the worlds. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. The faithful spirit, the Ruh, has descended with it. عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. Upon your heart, O Muhammad, that you may be of the warners. بِلِسَانِ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. In plain Arabic language. The Prophet said, كَأَنَّهُ مَقْتُوبٌ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ. It was as though it was written on my heart. So how do I know that its journey began in Lawh-e Mahfuz? Suratul Buruj, Surah number 85. He says, بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْهِ مَحْفُوظٍ. It is a glorious Qur'an in a guarded tablet. These are the last two ayat, ayah 21 and 22. Now the next part, فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. In the night of Qadr. So when is the night of Qadr?
We are told it's any one of the odd nights in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. The emphasis placed firmly on the 19th, 21st and 23rd, and then further distinction given to the 23rd night as Laylatul Qadr al-Kubra. Two ahadith we have that confirm this. One is known as Hadith al-Juhni. So Juhni was a companion of the Prophet who lived far away from the Mosque of Medina. And when he had to come in the month of Ramadan, he had to bring all his animals and his large family. So he tells the Prophet that, "I cannot come every night. Just tell me which is the most important night in the month of Ramadan so I can come." Rasulullah whispered in his ears, and he was noted to come back on the 23rd night of Ramadan, and every year after that, he would only come on the 23rd night. Another hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a dream in which he saw it was raining on Laylatul Qadr, and he mentions this dream to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam says that it didn't rain that month until it was the night of the 23rd of Ramadan. But a second opinion from the Mufassirin tell us that all three nights are important, for the 19th is when the measure for the year is apportioned. Taqdeer, in other words, the budget is set. On the 21st, it is consolidated or distributed, the qadha. And finally, on the 23rd is Ibram, it is approved, stamped. The 19th and 21st are preparation for the grand night. It's like rehearsals to get there, to get it right. And then he says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you comprehend what Laylatul Qadr is? In other words, you can't comprehend its awesomeness. If this book was revealed on a mountain, it would shatter it. That's Suratul Hashr. Thus, the night it was revealed is so awesome, and so is the personality on whom it was revealed. Let's continue. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. This is metaphorical. You see, 1,000 months is about 83 years and 4 months, which is sort of an average productive lifespan. So we're being told that the night of Qadr is better than a whole lifetime's worth of worship, of planning, of thinking, of everything. It's a massive event. When we get tickets for an event that we really look forward to, a football match, the Olympics, art galleries, we plan for years sometimes. We queue for tickets for days. We're absolutely focused. What are we going to wear? How are we going to get there? We're totally focused so we can maximize the benefits of the event. Here he says, a lifetime's worth of time squished into one night. And now why? He says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. So let's start with the first word, تَنَزَّلُ. It comes from the word تَنَزَّل, which means continual descent from a higher place to a lower place. So throughout the night, there is a continual descent of malaika, of angels. All eight doors open up. The totality of all angels descend. And then he says, وَالرُّوحُ. And ruh is implied as a different entity. Either it is the highest of the angels or beyond them. It could refer to Jibreel, who is known as Ruhul Amin. But the Mufassirin tell us that every connection to divinity is called ruh. So we are told that ruh is also that entity which manages the angels. So in essence, it's the highest angelic level. Fiha, in it, bi'idhni rabbihim, with permission of their Rabb, so they will enter their heart, which is attached to divinity. So where do they descend? This is happening every single year. It's an annual event. The Quran, when descending upon a mountain, Quran says, makes it crumble. So they have to descend to a heart which is similar to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is able to take this immense divine energy, and they can only come down to pledge allegiance to the one who will create the greatest phenomena since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's Sahibul Amr, which is Imam Zamana ajjalallahu faraja. Now what do they come down with? They come down with min kulli amr, with every single affair. They come down to implement each individual's annual budget, approve it at board level, and then ratify it. But they also come down with barakah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dukhan says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna mundhirin. Surely we sent it down on a night of barakah. Indeed, we are ever warning. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. Therein, every wise affair is made distinct. Now, barakah is in essence more than one expects or deserves, but it can also mean to revive something that's dormant. And then, salam, peace, utter peace. Hiya hatta matla il fajr, until the dawn. An overwhelming presence of angelic energy, overflowing barakah and divine energy. It is the only night when a speck of divinity meets the earthly, when the seen and unseen are inseparable and indistinguishable, when part of the human being becomes timeless in a time-restricted world, when there is an inherent inbuilt capacity to be timeless. Remember, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. It is the opportunity of immortality, the potential to change. So what do I do in this night? So the first thing is to ask for forgiveness, to start afresh. In Surah An-Nur, Surah number 71, Ayah 10, Allah says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Then I said, ask forgiveness of your Rabb. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Indeed, He is the most forgiving. Use the Ahlul Bayt as your wasila by reciting ziyara. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 64, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ذَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And those who were unjust to themselves, جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفِرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Had they come to you and asked forgiveness of Allah, and the Messenger had also asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah oft returning to mercy and merciful. Now we need help to plan. And Allah says to seek help. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 45, He said, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Ask help through sabr, and we've talked about sabr, and salah. إِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ. This is difficult, this is a big thing, except for those who are in awe of divinity. So number three, salah. Now for guidance to be able to plan our lives, read His book. Read the book of guidance, the Qur'an. Recite the Qur'an. The recommended surah that we recite may be Dukhan, Ankabut, and Rum. But the first part of a plan must be that I have to understand this book. Let's look at Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 65. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. If the followers of the book had believed and had been God-conscious, we would certainly have covered their evil deeds, and we would have made them enter Jannat, the gardens of Na'im, of blessings. In other words, we would have made them reach their full potential, and that's what we want. So what were they supposed to do? In Ayah 66, He says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَكَامُوا التَّوْرَاتِ. Had they kept up with the Tawrat, وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, and the Injil, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and what was sent down to them from their Rabb, لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْكِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. They would have eaten from above them and from beneath their feet. So a 360 acceptance of dua, they would have got their full potential. So we need to recite the Qur'an. That's number four. Number five, now plan. We've already seen in Surah Al-Dukhan, Ayah 4, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. On this night, every wise affair is made distinct. In other words, all our plans are ratified. So important to sit down and plan my year. And number six, now ask. How do I ask? Suratul A'raf, Surah number 7, Ayah 55. Ud'u Rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya. Call on your Rabb, do dua to your Rabb, humbly and secretly. And don't limit your asking. Have high aspirations. There was a man who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, you're the Prophet of Allah. Your du'as will be accepted. Can you ask Allah to give me 200 sheep? And the Prophet said when he left, I wish he had the wisdom of the old lady of Bani Israel. And the companion said, what old lady? And he said that Musa alayhi salam wanted to know where the grave of Prophet Yusuf was. And there was an old lady who knew where it was. So he comes to her and asks her. And she says, on one condition, you are the Prophet of God and I know your du'as are accepted. So she said, pray for me. I want three things. One, I want to be young again. Number two, I am blind. I want my sight back. And number three, I want to be your neighbor in Jannah. At first, Musa alayhi salam was a little bit angered, but Allah says, Musa, she has asked you in your name, I will give it to her. And she shows him, indicates to him, where Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam is buried. Hitch your wagon to a star, ask for the best. We saw the methodology, humbly and secretly, but Imam Baqir tells us that the fastest of du'as are answered when you pray for another. For the angels say that Allah will give you twice as much for yourself. Allah tells Prophet Musa, Ya Musa, if you wish me to respond to you, use a tongue that has not sinned, an infallible tongue. How he said, Ud'uni lisani ghayrik, a dua from the tongue of someone else. And finally, manifest this internalization of divine energy by serving humanity. On Laylatul Qadr, by doing something good for humanity. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 120, right at the end, Inna Allaha la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. Allah does not waste the reward of one who does good. And it continues in 121, وَلَا يُنْفِكُونَ نَفَقَةً صَغِيرَةً وَلَا قَبِيرَةً وَلَا يَقْتَعُونَ وَادِيًا إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Nor do they spend anything that may be spent, small or great. Nor do they cross a valley, but it's written down to their credit, that Allah may reward them with the best of what they have done. So seven things. Ask for forgiveness. Use the wasila of the ma'sumeen by reciting ziyara ashura. Seek help through salah, recite the Quran, plan, do dua, and finally manifest all this with serving humanity. May Allah accept our Laylatul Qadr. May He make us of Ahlul Quran. May we benefit from the barakah of the night. And may He grant us Jannah and the dunya and in the akhirah. فتقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.